America First, Second, and Third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, April 9th, 2014, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on him with your comments, questions, and observations here. Now, obviously, the big story right now today on the corporate media is this stabbing incident that took place at Franklin Regional High School near Pittsburgh. Apparently, a 16-year-old student armed with two knives went on a rampage in multiple classrooms, slashing and stabbing people, 20 injuries, no deaths. And the 16-year-old student remains unidentified at this moment. And they're not saying, you know, what he did or why he attacked the others or even what kind of knives they are. Now, this kid is being described by classmates as quiet and shy, not an aggressive person. And the FBI is now involved in this whole situation. And I will wager a plugged Turkish piaster, this kid was diagnosed for the now admitted fictional disease of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, was loaded up on SSRIs, and that triggered another one of these well-documented episodes of violence caused by these drugs. But, of course, we can expect the corporate media to put the focus on the evils of knives. You should not have knives. 15-day waiting period to buy a vegetable peeler. And, I reprised my webpage on mass violence linked to prescription psychiatric medication, which contains a lot of information from SSRIstories.com. You need to look at that if you haven't already seen it. Better than 90% of all the mass shootings and apparently stabbings involve people either on or withdrawing from these SSRIs. It's a huge hidden scandal. Everybody's got their knickers in a twist over a faulty ignition switch on GM cars that killed 13 people, but nobody wants to talk about how many people have been killed by perpetrators on these medications. And every time one of these happens, government moves to cover it up. Remember, we had that very alarming video of a meeting following the Sandy Hook disaster where the attorney for the Connecticut State Medical Officer, Patrick Quanishay, was adamant about refusing to release what medications Adam Lanza was on, saying that even if in this one case the medication caused his violent outburst, that was not important information for you, the American people, to know because it might persuade you to stop taking your medications. And when you look at how heavily Connecticut's economy depends on pharmaceutical companies, you'll understand why Patrick was taking that position. It's all about the money. We don't need to protect the people. We just need to protect the cash flow. Now, back in October of 2011, there was another school stabbing at Snohomish High School, and they acknowledged the perpetrator of that one was on medication for an unspecified mental health problem. And that may turn out to be the case today in Pennsylvania. Now, remember, it is now becoming known that a lot of these so-called mental health problems were created out of thin air to sell products. Pharmaceutical companies are not happy making money selling medication to people who have real illnesses. That can get messy. If the medication doesn't actually work, you can get sued. So the new model is to sell medication to perfectly healthy people by convincing them that normal human behavior represents a mental illness. It's a huge, huge scam, and people are dying for that. Now, apparently up in Canada, there was another stabbing. Man arrested after multiple stabbings near Yonge and York Mills. And only two people injured there. And I think there's a lesson for all of us from these two stabbings today. And that is, taking away the guns will not end violence. In fact, had anybody been present in that school in Pennsylvania or at this other incident in Canada, they could have stopped the stabbings. So, again, the whole gun grabber argument that if you ban the guns, you will end violence in America. No, you want to end violence in America, you ban those SSRIs. And it's not just shootings and stabbings. I went back and I took a look at the per capita incidence of domestic violence was charted on a graph, and I overlaid it on the graph of the per capita consumption of these SSRIs in the general population, and they line up. So it's not just shootings and stabbings. It's road rage. It's domestic violence. It's getting into a fight at the local bar you might otherwise have avoided. Are all going back to these very dangerous medications. And certainly the corporate media is not going to tell you about it because they're dependent on those very expensive, lucrative commercials advertising the latest prescription medication. By the way, the United States is one of only two industrialized nations that allow advertising for prescription medication on TV. That ought to tell you something about what's going on in these other countries. And it's a huge, huge problem. I had a bad experience with this kind of medication myself many, many years ago before I met my current wife. And I will never, ever touch those again. Alrighty, moving on to the situation over in the Ukraine. As we showed you yesterday, there was this video where the Ukraine sent some of their troops, or possibly some of these hired American mercenaries, into Kharkov to try and put down the separatists, and the separatists, it was a huge crowd, chased the bus away. The soldiers didn't even get off the bus. They were throwing rocks, breaking the glass in the bus, and the driver just put pedal to the metal and just got on out of there. Ukraine, of course, is now issuing a 48-hour ultimatum to the in eastern Ukraine. You know, that you pro-Russian activists, you know, you've got to stop doing this or face the use of force. And I think it's a bluff. Because even with all the covert military support and all the American mercenaries who are already on the ground in Ukraine, if the entire population of the eastern half of that country decides they don't want to have anything to do with this unelected government in Kiev, there's not really going to be much they can do about it. Now, Putin just did a very smart thing. He has announced that Russia, even though they do not recognize the legitimacy of the coup d'etat government in Kiev, they will continue economic assistance to Ukraine in order to remove financial pressures from them. Of course, now that Ukraine is enslaved to the European Central Bank, it's a hopeless economic situation anyway. Because when you are enslaved to a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, eventually the debt overwhelms the entire system. There is no other outcome. That's why we had so many American presidents who fought so hard against it, like Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Now, Russia is making a big issue over the fact that there are U.S. mercenaries already on the ground in the eastern Ukraine. Remember how we got into Vietnam with the advisors? And the U.S. is relying more and more on these hired mercenaries to give themselves deniability. Oh, yeah, they're Americans, but they're not part of our forces. We have nothing to do with the killing of people who want to break free of one of our puppet regimes here. Now, there's a little bit of a complication regarding Ukraine because a big talking point for Washington, D.C. is the preservation of territorial integrity. In other words, once the borders are drawn, they may not be changed for light and transient causes. But there's a little bit of a problem. Okay? It turns out that since the Ukraine split away from the Soviet Union in 1991, they've never actually drawn an official set of borders or registered them at the United Nations. So nobody officially knows where Ukraine's borders happen to be right now. Same situation with Israel. The borders are written in dry erase marker. And so the whole territorial integrity argument just went out the window. Nobody knows officially where the borders of Ukraine are. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And all of the White House spin about territorial integrity and, you know, we're supporting democracy by supporting a coup d'etat government and ignoring the democratic vote of the people of Crimea, it's falling on deaf ears. We are seeing commentary from the media around the world saying that this whole mess in the Ukraine is the fault of the United States and NATO for its constant pattern of going into nations, destabilizing them covertly, overthrowing the government, and putting in a new government that will serve Western interests. Ukraine was a textbook case. Everything was just fine until Ukraine's elected government rejected an offer to merge with the European Union and opted to go with a more attractive arrangement with Russia. And at that point, all these agent provocateurs flooded into Kiev. They had canvas there. They had U.S. aid there, all whipping up social unrest and forcing the elected government from power by force and installing, again by force, a coup d'etat government that immediately enslaved Ukraine to the European Union and the European Central Bank. That's what caused all of this. And, of course, the White House is trying to somehow spin that this is all Russia's fault. This is all Russia's fault. An illegally put into power government represents democracy, and the referendum held by Crimea, that's not democracy. That can't be seen as democracy. What do you mean people voting to move away from a corrupt government not of their own choosing? And, of course, the U.S. continues to justify the overthrow of Ukraine's elected government because of its degree of corruption and incompetence. And that's the pot calling the kettle black, people. I mean, look at the corruption in the United States. The Supreme Court just blessed even more corruption. under the guise that, oh no, it's not a corrupting influence. Huge, vast sums of money from the ultra-rich flowing to congressional campaigns. That's not corruption. That's gratitude. And therefore, it's to be allowed. And if you want to talk about incompetent governments, you just take a look at Obamacare. Or how they handled the Gulf oil disaster. Or how they dealt with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Or Hanford leaking radioactivity. WHIP in Carlsbad, New Mexico, leaking radioactivity. You see this government competently dealing with any of that? Or human-caused global warming. That thing's just an outright hoax. And they're not even handling the aftermath of all the snow and ice competently. They're just out there saying, global warming causes ice storms. Yeah, right, sure. Tell me that one about Saddam's nuclear weapons. We love that one. Another opinion piece out here that events in eastern Ukraine were triggered essentially by the new coup d'etat government in Kiev basically targeting ethnic Russians for selective treatment. Now, they went ahead and rescinded this, but at one point the government in Kiev outlawed the use of the Russian language in eastern Ukraine. And that, of course, did not go over very well with most of those citizens in the eastern Ukraine here. Meanwhile, of course, the United States military is seeing an opportunity to get more of your money for their pockets because of what's going on in Ukraine. We're seeing comments coming from the Pentagon about how the United States should re-examine its military presence in Europe, because following the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the last Cold War, the U.S. has been drawing down their resources in Europe, mostly because the people in Europe are saying, look, you don't need to be here anymore. You know, get out. And so now we have Assistant Secretary of Defense Derek Chollet testifying before the House Armed Service Committee, is basically saying, oh no, we need to re-garrison Europe. This is the opportunity to put more soldiers and more rockets and more bombers and more tanks into Europe here, which I don't think Europe is really going to want. Interesting article over at KyivPost.com pointing out that isolating Russia is proving to be no easy task because of all the economic globalism involved. Russia's doing big business all around the world with countries that don't want that business to go away. It's a big problem for the U.S. with how many companies in Germany are doing business with Russia. And Germany's absolutely cold feet on letting this situation, you know, deteriorate any further. And in addition to calling for sanctions against Russia and Russian companies, we've got these leaders in the West saying that American companies should shut down business with Russia. What? No more Stoli vodka? Oh my goodness. There's a grounds for a revolution right there and then here. Now, an interesting article just came out over in journalneo.org. The United States has been trying to persuade nations to join in global sanctions against Russia and to boycott Russia. And for those nations dependent on Russian natural gas, this is a very rough proposition, and the White House has been reassuring them that the United States has enough natural gas supply, thanks to fracking, that they will be able to cover the shortfalls if they will go ahead and turn off those valves coming from Russia's natural gas fields. Well, apparently, a careful analysis of what's going on in the United States shows that the U.S. is probably lying to the European Union about being able to completely cover that shortfall. There's not only the opposition to fracking here in the United States of America that's building up, but there was the Gulf oil disaster. And what appears to have been happening is the U.S. government allowed these oil companies to start drilling very, very deeply into these very large, high-pressure reservoirs of natural gas deep under the Gulf of Mexico. With the idea, and the Minerals Management Service was looking the other way at all the safety violations, because the rush was on. The agenda, the priority, was to get that huge supply of natural gas online to make it available to cover disruptions in oil and petroleum resulting from the U.S. planned war on, well, pretty much everybody. But that experiment failed. And fracking is coming under extreme opposition here in the United States of America. And so the European Union has reason to doubt White House assurances that the U.S. will supply enough natural gas to cover the shortfall. we may see the U.S. actually shut off natural gas in the United States because of what's going on over there in Russia. Remember, the United States actually has a treaty with Israel for the U.S. to cover all of Israel's oil and gas needs, even if it produces shortages here in the United States of America. Now, everybody's out there trying to bash Russia, and apparently Senator Coates is pushing for the U.S. government printing office to not print any maps, documents, or other paper showing Crimea as part of the territory of the Russian Federation. In other words, if you're getting documents from the U.S. government, they will not show Crimea as part of Russia. And I don't think Senator Coates realized he has just destroyed the credibility of everything coming out of the U.S. government printing office. Not that they had any anyway, because the U.S. government printing office issued the 9/11 report, the Warren report, and a bunch of other stuff that we all know is now very expensively produced USDA-certified bovine excrement. Now, over in Germany, the polls there are showing a slight majority opposing NATO intervention in Ukraine. That slight majority goes up to a huge majority in the question of should NATO intervene in Ukraine if Russian troops invade eastern Ukraine. Only 16% of the Germans polled wanted to respond militarily to a potential Russian invasion. And I'm presuming the German media is lying to their people as much as the American media lies to us, because we ran a poll on whatreallyhappened.com. Do you favor U.S. military intervention in the Ukraine? As of the last time I checked, it, again, 99% no and 1% yes, just a handful of votes, which I presume are the U.S. government agents monitoring my website on behalf of NSA and FBI and CIA and the White House and the rest of it. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the...
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Weigh your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, NATO's top military commander in Europe has announced they're going to deploy American troops to alliance nations in Eastern Europe. In other words, they're marshaling the troops. They want the war. A war to make sure the world is enslaved to the U.S. dollar for the next century. And get away from that messy gold-backed ruble and that gold back yuan. Decided to stop picking off nations piecemeal to return to the petrodollar and Bretton Woods, and they're going to go right for the top right now. That's what this war is all about. These money junkies are willing to incinerate the surface of planet Earth all for the sake of just whose particular brand of ink and paper everybody has to use for the next century. Now those money junkies, they're all prepped up. They got their bunkers. If this thing gets out of hand, they'll just sit down for 6 months and say, oh, well, I guess we messed that one up. But look at the bright side. We'll come out, and there won't be any other humans, and we will own it all. I will be king of the world. These are very crazy people. Why do we allow them into positions of political and financial power? They're mentally ill. They're addicted to money, other people's money. They're money junkies is really what they are here. Now, with all of this talk about the availability of natural gas in Europe, should war with Russia actually come, needless to say, the frackers are already in there saying, we've got to bring fracking to Europe. We've got to frack the entire European continent. Fracking is good. Fracking, and of course, that means that all the people in Europe are going to be holding cigarette lighters to their tap water to make sure it's safe to drink. And you know what's really kind of a very sick situation here? Is the fact that had the United States taken all those trillions of dollars they poured all over Wall Street to try and keep the system going after 2008, something like $40-50 trillion, if they had taken that money and used it to start building thorium cycle nuclear reactors, they could have built power stations in 33 large American cities. But no, we will go on with the oil and petroleum-based economy because those oil companies are great campaign donors, even though they're running out. Now we're fighting wars over oil. We're fighting wars over what currency the oil will be sold for. Israel's getting ready to fight a war over water because that's what they know how to do. Use force. Make them see things our way. I am absolutely confident that if we took the effort that is put into weapons development and we refocused it on large-scale, cheap desalinization, we could make the freshwater problem go away. We put that effort into alternative energy. We already know there's technologies out there that will work. But the political powers love to play with their artillery and their bombers and their missiles. And they're getting huge campaign cash donations from the existing energy companies not to allow anything to change. The United States is not a forward-looking nation. They're working as hard as they can to keep us in that world as it was in the 1950s and 1960s. They're resisting efforts by ordinary Americans to get us to live in the 21st century. Oh, no, we alternative energy. No, we can't do that. One of the reasons so many of these alternative energy companies have failed is they're set up to fail. In order to allow the government to go on saying, well, yes, there's problems with oil and gas and fracking and pollution, but, you know, we tried the other thing and it didn't work, so the technology isn't ready yet. A lot of times research projects into new ways of doing things are intended to fail from the start. I remember a funny story from IBM many years ago where IBM hired a computer hardware expert to design an optically operating computer to get away from electronics into photonics, because photonics would be more efficient, you don't have the cooling problems, the computer elements would be even smaller. It's the next big revolution. But IBM is heavily invested in their current manufacturing of computer chips and hardware. They really don't want to change. They don't want to write off all that investment. So they hired this expert and said, devise a very simple demonstrator that will take two numbers stored as light, add them together, and store the result, all as light. And it came out, he was going to say, I can't do it. And they were going to say, well, see, we tried, back to the old established existing technology. And he fooled them. He actually figured out a way to do it with three large spools of fiber optic cable and the light pulses just chasing around inside there. And he proved, in theory, photonics is possible. But the established corporations don't want to change anything. They love the world exactly the way it is. We are not the forward-looking society that we like to claim we are. Every once in a while, there's a technological revolution which forces the issue, like microcomputers. Now, NATO is going to start tripling their Baltic air patrol starting next month. They're getting the warplanes up there just looking for something to shoot at, and the United States has sent a second warship, the Donald Cook, a guided missile cruiser, into the Black Sea. Now, technically, under the Montrose Agreement, Turkey controls the Bosphorus. And warships from nations that do not have shorelines on the Black Sea are only allowed in there for 30 days at a time. No aircraft carriers are allowed, no submarines are allowed. Now, Erdogan right now is very dependent on the United States for support against the Turkish people, who are not happy with his government either. And so I would not be surprised if Erdogan looks the other way while the United States sends more warships in there, keeps them there longer than 30 days, and could possibly even deploy a carrier and submarines. In fact, it would be very trivial for either Israeli or American submarines to already be in the Black Sea. They could flip off a shot at one of the U.S. warships and say, Russia's attacking, Russia's attacking, repeat of the USS Maine incident. And yes, they are desperate enough to do something like that because they want this war. When you look at how hard they're working, how many preparations they're making, this government sees a new world war as their only solution to their self-created problems. I reprised All Wars Are Banker Wars to the front page of What Really Happened Today, and I added a graphic to it called Three Steps from Private Central Banking to World War that just lays out why any nation with a private central bank, sooner or later, they're driven to a war of conquest to try and deal with that pyramid scheme and all of its debt here. The U.S. is still issuing threats over this pending Russia and Iran oil for goods deal. And again, the rest of the world is looking at this as unwarranted arrogance and interference on the part of the United States of America. Meanwhile, over in Iran, the U.S. is looking for reasons to find some way to derail the Iranian nuclear deal. And apparently their latest situation is Iran has sent an official to the United Nations to be their envoy, who is very well versed in multiple languages. And the U.S. is making a big deal about it because apparently this person was present during the Iranian hostage crisis. And the U.S. is saying, this is an insult. This is Iran slapping our face to send somebody who was involved with the hostage crisis. Well, if you go back and you do your research, and we've got the links on whatreallyhappened.com, this guy was there because he's a translator. He was the translator who was easing the communications between the people who had taken the Americans hostage and the American negotiators. And that's all he did. He was not part of the group that seized the embassy and took the people hostage. He was brought in as a translator, and that's probably a major reason he's got this job. But the U.S. is trying to make a huge, huge deal about this. Senator Ted Cruz is out there screaming this cannot be allowed, and if he is the envoy, then the talks over Iran's nuclear program are over and done with. And to go along with that, Secretary of State John Kerry is back out there talking about Iran's breakout capability, that Iran, if they chose, could have a nuclear bomb in just 2 months' time. Now, you realize the United States and Israel have been screaming that Iran is weeks away from a nuclear bomb since 1985, and it has not happened. Iran has not invaded another country in a war of conquest in almost 250 years. Now, what's going on here is that the U.S. has been told by Israel that merely reducing enrichment levels isn't enough. Israel wants Iran's nuclear infrastructure totally torn down. And Iran will never go along with that. They've invested a lot of money in their civilian nuclear power systems, their nuclear industries. And remember, Iran has signed and ratified the Non-Proliferation Treaty. So has the United States of America. And for all the propaganda and spin, everything Iran is doing is allowed under that treaty. They're playing by the rules. They're allowing the IAEA inspections. And Israel, which never signed the NPT, does not allow inspections, was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, and who knows who all else, is out there pointing the finger saying that Iran is the bad guy. And the U.S. government and the corporate media are trying to sell that incredible lemon to you, the American people. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Okay, I'm not hearing music. Okay, I think we're supposed to be coming up on a commercial break. I can't allow dead air, that's why I'm still talking here.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the rattling of sabers by the United States in pretty much any direction. I mean, the attitude seems to be, we need a war. We don't even care who it's with anymore. China, Iran, Syria, Monaco, Madagascar, whoever. We just need a war to take everybody's mind off of all this growing scandals and corruption and incompetence in the United States government. They're making a big deal over the fact that the speedboats of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, that's Iran's military forces, are being equipped with a domestically built long-range anti-ship cruise missile. Oh, how dare they do that? They're arming their warships to shoot at our warships. Well, wouldn't you? I mean, anybody around the world has to see the pattern now. The U.S. is gunning for Iran. They've been trying to gin up a war with Iran since 1985. And frankly, at this point, I think anything Iran is doing to prepare to defend itself against the coming invading horde is perfectly justified. But the spin is, oh, how dare they arm themselves against us? Don't they know we're bringing them democracy and the American way of life and private central banking? How could they even think of refusing? Anyway. Now, remember when we invaded Iraq to bring them democracy and the American way of life? Well, it's not working out too well because Iraq is coming up on elections and the U.S. puppet regime in Iraq has declared that the major Sunni cities will not be allowed to vote. Because they're not going to vote the way we want them to. Democracy is when everybody votes for me. Part of the problem is that the puppet regime in Iraq is not actually in control of those cities. It's turning into a situation very much like Libya, where they overthrew Kiev, and Kiev is about all they got out of it. The U.S. invaded and conquered Iraq, and Baghdad's about all they got of it. They invaded and conquered Libya, and they don't have all of that either. Now, there's a lot of international consternation over the revelation by Seymour Hersh that Turkey was involved in this false flag sarin gas attack that was framed on President Assad last August. Remember when Obama and Kerry were all over the news saying, oh yes, it's Assad. Assad's gassed his own people with sarin gas right in front of those UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And we asked a reasonable question. Why would Assad do something that stupid? And what we got back from Washington, D.C. was, we don't know. We just, you should take our word that he did it. No, I'm not taking your word about anything at this particular point. Well, this article that we linked to at whatreallyhappened.com, this is from Blacklisted News, is pointing out that both the U.S. and Turkey were involved in this frame-up effort. Both U.S. and Turkey are members of NATO. And the implication being that NATO itself, as an organization, at least tacitly approved of the use of a false flag terror attack in order to initiate a war. And it's not the first time they've done that. Okay, it's being reported that the hired mercenaries in Syria now have U.S.-made, U.S.-provided anti-tank missiles. The United States government is not going to let a little thing like actually being caught lying to start a war get in the way of starting the war. They are that desperate for the war. They are absolutely convinced if they can get a major war going that we, the people of the United States of America, are going to forget all about the crime and corruption and incompetence, throw a snappy salute at the American flag, and fling our money and our babies onto the designated enemy. And no, it's not going to happen. I don't care how hard they're trying to drag the world back to the 1950s, to the middle of the last century. It's not going to work. Government may be operating the way it was back in the 1950s and 1960s, and yeah, for the most part, it still is. But the people of planet Earth are very different. The fundamental nature of information flow through the general population has changed radically. And those institutions that can evolve and adapt to the new reality will survive. And those institutions that cannot adapt are doomed to go extinct. A lot of what we're seeing here is very reminiscent of what happened in Europe when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. And all of a sudden, books became affordable to the middle class. Literacy exploded. People were writing books and sharing information. One of the first major embarrassments was people who went to church began to realize the Bible that was being used by their clergy was very much at odds with the Bible used in other churches. I mean, remember, in medieval times, you were not allowed to read the Bible. Oh, no, only the priests could do that, and they would tell you what to think. The very first English translation of the Bible was burned by the church, along with the translator. They didn't want people finding that stuff out. And of course, that confusion among all the different Bibles in the church is what forced the creation of the King James Standard Bible that everybody had to use. And the power structure back then, in Gutenberg's time, reacted pretty much the same way we see government and religion and corporations acting now. They're absolutely appalled that we people are able to mass communicate directly with each other. And they're making all the same mistakes that the businessmen and the bankers and the governments and the churches of Gutenberg's time made. Now, over in Israel, Netanyahu has now ordered all of the Israeli ministers to stop all meetings with their Palestinian counterparts. He's absolutely slammed the door on any communication between Israel and Palestine. Along with other things they've done, like continuing the building of Jews-only housing in the occupied territories. But he still had time to basically express his regret at John Kerry's statement that Israel was really at fault for the failure of the peace talks to move forward. Israel's deeply disappointed in Kerry's accusations. So let's all feel bad for poor widow Israel's hurt feelings. Meanwhile, Israel is going to take direct unilateral steps in response to Palestinians' efforts to join the United Nations. And I think the United Nations has to wake up at this and say, no nation on earth has a right to interfere with any other nations seeking membership at the United Nations. Now remember, of all the member nations of the United Nations, Israel's membership had conditions placed on it. There were two conditions. One, a Palestinian right of return to the homes they lost when Israel was created. And two, if the Palestinians chose not to return home, Israel had to financially compensate them for their lost properties. Israel has not complied with either one of those conditions. I think it's time for the United Nations to seriously look at kicking Israel out of the United Nations and giving Palestine their seat. Now, over in Spain, we're talking about all these areas in the world that are looking to break off from their sponsoring governments. I don't think Catalan expected any other response, but Catalan requested permission from the government of Spain to hold a referendum for independence, and of course, the Spanish government in Madrid said, no, we absolutely refuse. And Catalan is going to go ahead and do it anyway, but at least they went through the motions of trying to be nice and peaceful about it. I remember King George III did something very similar when the American colonies started talking about independence. He issued all these, say, you will not do this. It is forbidden. I, the king, forbid you from breaking away. Didn't work. George did it. Now, down in Australia, their retiring foreign minister, Bob Carr, has come out with a book absolutely excoriating the Australian government for its subservience to Israel and blasting the pro-Israel lobby they have down there in Australia for its unwarranted and unjustified influence over the Australian government. So it's not just here in the United States of America. They're doing it everywhere, and Carr described it as a very unhealthy situation for Australia's government and Australia's people. Welcome to our world, Bob. We got to take a break for our top of the hour break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.